Welcome to the Fundraising Leadership Podcast, Episode 1. I'm Janice Cunning.
And I'm David Langiuli.
And today we're going to be creating a culture of accountability.
Yeah. What I love about accountability is it really helps teams function very well. And it also builds trust and transparency. Those are a couple of things I love about, you know, accountability.
Yeah, and I love the fact, you know, the part about sort of creating it as a culture. It really feels like if you're always talking about accountability and following up on things, then there's a real sense, yeah, of trust and safety. Because I think what often happens is we start to talk about accountability only when people haven't done what they said they're going to do. So then, you know, it sort of sets up this dynamic where it feels like a negative thing rather than a really positive thing that adds to the team.
Yeah. And what we know about accountability from Pat Lencioni's work on dysfunctions, the five dysfunctions of a team, is that very high performing teams have this culture of accountability where, you know, they hold each other accountable. It's not just the leader holding members of the team accountable. They hold each other accountable for whatever it is that they've promised to do or not do.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think, you know, we've seen a lot of times where there's just confusion because I think especially in staff meetings, you know, there's assumptions made that things are talked about and there's an assumption made that someone's actually going to do it, but there's not really ever a clear request in a lot of staff meetings that I've attended in the past.
Right. That's true. And there is a way of running a staff meeting that builds accountability into it. And it goes something like this, right? So you have your staff meeting and folks are, I mean, we could have a whole podcast on how to run a staff meeting that doesn't suck. And we probably will offer that to you guys. Yeah. Okay. But one of the essential elements of a well-functioning staff meeting is that the commitments that are made during the meeting are recorded, like somebody actually writes them down, and then you start your next staff meeting with, okay, these were the promises that were made, or these were the action items that were promised in the last staff meeting. You know, where are we with them? Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's one way of doing that.
Yeah, and there's really, you know, we think there's three key questions that need to be asked, like whether you're in a staff meeting or a one-on-one meeting or, you know, just having a conversation with a colleague about something that needs to get done. And so the first question is just like, what are you going to do?
Yeah, so, right, this is a great way of getting clarity around things. So what are you going to do? And also works extremely well in one-on-one meetings. So, all right, what are you going to do? And when are you going to do it by?
Exactly, which is, you know, and really specifically, not just like, oh, next Tuesday. It's like, okay, so next Tuesday by 9 o'clock I'm going to have it, or next Tuesday by the end of the day I'm going to have it, like really, really pinning down when that's going to happen.
Yeah.
And then the last question is just like, you know, so how am I going to know?
Yeah, exactly.
Or how are we going to know if you're in a staff meeting? Like, how is
If you're in the staff meeting, like, how are we going to know? Mm-hmm. So, or if you're promising a deliverable to multiple members of your team, they should be asking, like, okay, how are you going to get that to us? Okay, I'll get that to you by email, or I will bring the report next week into the staff meeting and give you each a printed copy. Like, it's got to be like that.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know what I love too about, you know, when you ask someone, what are you going to do? First of all, you can kind of clarify and make sure you're on the same page, you know, because sometimes you'll say like, what are you going to do? And then the person sort of comes back to you and it's like, oh, that's not actually what my expectation was, you know, so you can discuss that. But there's also something powerful about that person saying out loud, like making a declaration, whether it's to one person or many people, there's a lot of power in that.
Yeah. And getting back to what you had mentioned earlier, when, you know, well-functioning teams establish this kind of practice, it becomes just like very normal to have these kinds of conversations. There's no judgment in it. It's just like, oh yeah, okay, so what are you going to do? And when are you going to do it by? And how am I going to know? And like, there's no like heaviness to it. It's just like, okay, we hold each other accountable.
Yeah, and I think, you know, you and I did a session on this recently, and something a lot of people were saying was, you know, sometimes they have a colleague where they've had instances in the past where they don't get something and a lot of resentment, and that's where a lot of conflict can come up in teams. And so there is something important too about if someone's made a commitment to you and you're expecting something at 3 o'clock on Tuesday and you haven't seen anything, to actually go to that person and say, you made this commitment to me that I was going to have this at 3 o'clock on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Without judgment.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So accountability is, so there's two things in that. The first is when you make a request of someone, that the power in that request is actually in you having received that which you requested. So it's possible that in early on you may have to go to the person and say, hey, I was, you know, it's 3 o'clock on Tuesday and I was looking for that report and I haven't seen it, without judgment. Just like, oh, I just bet you promised that to me and I haven't seen it. So where are we with it? You know, just like that. Oh, I'm sorry, I have it. I was on the phone call and I couldn't get it to you, but I have it right here. I'm going to send it to you now, right?
Yeah, like, and I think that's really important, because it's like if there had never been accountability, you know, in the past, or a sort of a lack of accountability within your team, it is going to take time, you know, and patience. To sort of get everyone to that place. And I think what these questions sort of allow you to do, and then there can be follow-up questions, is just to say, yeah, like, what happened? Just be curious. Like, I didn't get that report. So at 3:05, I'm going to walk over to my colleague's desk and say, oh, you know, I didn't get that report yet. What's happened?
Yeah. And since this is a leadership podcast, for those of you listening who lead teams and you've established this practice of checking in with your team on the items from the previous week that where tasks were, you know, promised and assignments made, it's incumbent to have that kind of conversation. Okay, you promised this. Where are you with it? And then that discussion becomes a learning, growth, and development. Did you do it? Or not.
Yeah.
If you did it, what happened?
Yeah.
If you didn't do it, what happened? You know, maybe it's no longer necessary.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Or, you know, you might discover that like they chose to do something else, which may make you realize as their manager, like they may need some support in prioritizing things, right? Most people at work are getting requests from multiple sources and they just might be struggling to actually decide like whose priority is the priority here. You know, so there's a lot of opportunity to have a conversation and really find ways that, you know, you can improve things going forward.
Exactly. I mean, it could be like, oh, I didn't get to that because there was this other priority and I'm recommitting to it now. Or it could be like, well, I tried that and it didn't work. Like, it was really good. I mean, I learned a lot from that, you know, doing that project. And here are the results, but this isn't going to work for us. So let's not do that again. You know, so it could be as easy as that. So that's where the non-judgment comes in as the leader. You have to create a space, either with one-on-one with your direct reports or in the team environment, where folks can say what they did, what they didn't do, what they learned, what they're learning, how they're growing through the process, right?
Yeah. And I think, you know, also one of the things that you can do as the team leader too, is, you know, you can also admit there will be times when you don't do things that you committed to, and you can walk people through like, what was the reasoning, what got in your way, what you learned from that. And that really, you know, helps to create that safe space, because we're all going to have times where we think we could do something and it's much more complex, or other things, you know, come up, like this is just the way the world works, right? Sometimes we can't get to things, but we can always learn from that situation. So
definitely.
Yeah.
So let's, what do you say we get our listeners into action around this, Janice?
Yeah.
Give them a little assignment.
Yeah. So here's something you can try. So we want to remind you, the three key questions are, what are you going to do? When are you going to do it? You know, and how am I going to know? And so the next time you have a one-on-one meeting with a direct report, we want you to end the meeting by really clearly articulating and getting answers to those three questions.
Yeah. And let us know how it's going for you.
Yeah. So I'm Janice.
And I'm David.
Now go put it into practice. And have fun.
Take care.
Bye.